Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio with your hosts, Dorothy Riddle and Steve Kramer. Get ready to shine the light on universal spiritual principles and uncover ways that ageless wisdom can guide you in cultivating consciousness in these modern times. Bring purpose to your life through practical spirituality and add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Dorothy Riddle and Steve Kramer.
Hello and Happy New Year. Welcome, listeners, to Spirit Fire Radio. I am joined by my co-host, Dr. Dorothy Riddle. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Steve, and Happy New Year to everybody that is joining us.
Wonderful. It's great to be with you for a new year and a new month and a new topic, right?
Absolutely. Now, what is the topic?
Listeners, you might be laughing because last year on our show, I kept referring to the next month as heart mind. You know, my New Year's resolution was just to bring more clarity, and it's always good to leave it behind by just sticking your foot in your mouth by not being clear at all and calling this month heart mind. But Dorothy, it's very interesting that this month is love wisdom. We're going to talk about love wisdom for the entire month of January, and it is just the most beautiful subject. It doesn't get better than that, and we'll tell you why if you don't know already, but it's got its links right to heart mind. So we're going to explore that as well. I kind of love that they're joined in my mind as the same thing, because in there.
Okay.
So you want to start us off with a quote, and the first quote of the year, right?
That's right. First two quotes of the year.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, the first one is from Rachel Naomi Remen, and she writes, "Our purpose in life is to grow in wisdom and in love." So she puts both of those concepts together that we're talking about. And then Steve Covey writes, "Our biggest communication problem is that we do not listen to understand. We listen to reply." Mm. And I think that that's really interesting, right? That we often are not actually focused on the other person, but we're actually focused on ourselves and how we're going to perform.
Right. Or actually, we are only focused on the other person and wanting to reply in some way and or sort of appease or offer up a response, and not really on our deeper sense of self and allowing something in. So it goes both ways, right? That's a wonderful quote. Could you read that again, actually? I really love that.
The Stephen Covey one?
Yeah.
Our biggest communication problem is that we do not listen to understand. We listen to reply.
Mm. So why? I guess I wanted to just hear that word communication again, because that word co, the beginning of that word co, you know, we're going to talk about co-creativity, and we think about cooperation and all things that this idea of co is about too, and communication is about group, right? And understanding is wisdom. So communication takes more than one person, and as we, you know, think about group, we think about love. So it's all right there, right? And the conundrum that we're just quick to reply, you know, that it's mm-hmm. that we listen to reply says a lot about where we are in the world these days of just fast, fast, fast. And mm-hmm. I think wisdom takes time. I think we're going to get to that a bit too, right?
Right, right. So let's start with what love is from a spiritual perspective, Steve, because I think there can be a lot of misunderstanding. You know, we're not talking about sentimental, romantic love. We're talking about the energy that connects us, the attractive magnetic energy, which is actually the dominant vibration of our universe. So it's inclusiveness, coherence. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about love.
It's that universal law of like attracts like. You know, I think that love creates bonds based on our similarities. You know, that's where that coherence and inclusivity comes in. And it's that idea of like, it's attraction and magnetism. I like that as well, that idea. That's how we sort of can confuse it with sentimental love, right? That, oh, I love something or I love you. And it's that sort of desire to come together. But we're talking about it in terms of energy, in terms mm-hmm. of a universal energy that we are actually bound together and we are intended to be bound together. It's where I was talking about the co's, right? Cooperation. I just heard these threes that talked about competition moves to cooperation, which moves to compassion. And I saw that all three of those have CO, you know, competition, cooperation, compassion. And all of them are action oriented, right? They all have this momentum. They sort of engage that cause and effect competition where it's us against someone. And then cooperation is when it's us with someone working together. And then as we work together, we get to know each other. We get to be sort of more empathetic about the other, and it develops compassion, which is of the heart. So I sort of see that as this move, those three sort of components that move us toward group or unity or group consciousness.
I agree, but I'd like to just focus in on one of the things that you were saying, Steve. You said like attracts like, and that can lead us, if we're not careful, to the idea that we would only be with people that we see as like ourselves, you know, our kind of in-group, and then the people that are not like us, we would reject. And actually, from a spiritual perspective, love energy is about recognizing the commonality in all of us. And that's the like that calls to like. We are all part of an energetic whole, a huge cosmic energy field. We're part of, if you wish, the one life, whatever name you want to give to it. And so we all have in common that humanity. And we are actually... we can find like in every person, whether we disagree with them on, you know, on various in various views or values.
Right. So, I mean, that's where we are spiraling it up. And that's why when we talk about love in terms of a universal energy, and we realize that is that magnetic force that brings, if we can recognize the commonality and that truth that we all share, and the truth is where wisdom comes in, that we will recognize our innate bonds and that love will make that stronger, you know, that it really brings that together in a way that forms really incredibly strong bonds and group is where mm-hmm. I was going with that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that particular energy that we label love has the ability to destroy limitations, to break down barriers. And that's a very important dynamic of that energy is that ability. And that's the way in which we can be most effective is if we approach life and our connections with others in that way. Now, this doesn't mean that we approve of everybody. It doesn't mean that we, that we're identical twins with everybody, but it means that we are willing to approach others with a sense of respect and trying to understand where they're coming from, which is why I like that Covey quote. That what we do need to do is to listen in order to understand, not just in order to reply, but to really be able to walk in the other person's shoes.
Mm. And I think our relationships, you know, if we allow it, our relationships naturally expand to include the greater. You know, we think we really first need to learn to love ourselves. And then we really learn to love our family and our friends, those closest to us. And we learn to love our mate. And sooner or later, we start to learn to have the love of peoples, you know, people. And it leads to the love of humanity, we would hope. You know, that I think as we evolve as human beings, we sort of expand to a greater sort of inclusiveness of that which we include in our heart circle of love. And that is a part of awareness of seeing and noticing that which we have in common and that which is meaningful to us. It seems that we are ever expanding this sort of capacity and awareness of what is love and what does it encompass, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Dorothy.
There's a certain perspective, I think, in which we need to understand love from a spiritual perspective as being tough love. You know, we talk about tough love where we care about someone, but there are certain behaviors that we will not tolerate. I think it's the same when we talk about love in a spiritual context, that we are respectful and caring, but there are limitations. You know, we do not tolerate harm.
Right. Because in the end, harm is separative in nature, and it is loving not to tolerate it, right? I mean, in a sense, because mm-hmm. love in itself is a force. I love that you had said earlier about the ways that love can break down barriers. There's a quote from a book called Discipleship in the New Age, and it's an esoteric book, and there was a wonderful quote from there that says, "Love is the wielding of force which guides the worlds and which leads to the integration, unity, and inclusiveness which impels deity itself into action." Very strong words, but I love this idea of love as you know, the wielding of a force that actually leads to integration and unity and inclusiveness. And when I hear you speak of tough love, it is really a force that has got this imperative, and it is actually impels in a way integration and unity, because it realizes that's the truth, and that is that is the motion towards evolution, and it's necessary. And sometimes loving someone is pushing them in that direction, whether they like it or not, right? So we're going to talk about wisdom when we come back. We're at our first break, and we'll be right back after these messages, and we're gonna tackle wisdom. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the Life Creator System and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the Creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. My name is Steve Kramer. I'm joined with my co-host, Dr. Dorothy Riddle. And we are talking this entire month about love wisdom, a very interesting concept and two very interesting words to be put together in hyphens, as we will often call it, love-wisdom. But before we continue the discussion about wisdom, we're going to talk a bit about our organizations. Spirit Fire Radio is a collaboration between Spirit Fire and the School for Esoteric Studies. Both our organizations are educational nonprofits. So, Dorothy, do you want to tell us a bit about the School for Esoteric Studies?
Sure, Steve. You can find out more about us at esotericstudies.net. The School for Esoteric Studies provides esoteric discipleship training for those who have a spiritual practice that they want to deepen. And we do that through meditation, study, and service. And several years ago, we recognized that there was a gap in terms of many spiritual groups, including our own, basically doing their own thing and not necessarily working collaboratively with other or other like-minded organizations. And so we set out to establish an intergroup collaboration initiative. We have a number of organizations around the world that we work with, but this one is a particular particularly meaningful to me is the work that we do with Spirit Fire. And this Spirit Fire Radio is one of the outcomes of that collaboration. And if any of you who are listening belong to organizations that might want to collaborate with the School for Esoteric Studies, please look at our website, esotericstudies.net, and you'll find a section on intergroup collaboration, and you can see what it is we have in mind in terms of collaborating with other groups.
Beautiful. So a bit about Spirit Fire. You can find more out about us. Is that proper? At spiritfire.com. We too are an educational nonprofit, educating people on the importance of spirituality in their everyday lives. We do that through our meditation practice called the Practice of Living Awareness, starting a new round of that meditation practice next week. It's a free online meditation training. And you can find out more about that under our meditation tab. Also, we've got a retreat center in Western Massachusetts, wonderful New Year's retreat called Intention starting this weekend, and online classes. So more about Spirit Fire at spiritfire.com. And yes, indeed, Spirit Fire Radio, wonderful collaboration. And look forward to 2018 and lots of wonderful new adventures in collaboration between our two organizations. much wisdom we hope to generate, right, Dorothy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So wisdom, want to kick us off with a few ideas about, I'm certainly talking a lot about football. I don't even watch football, and I said, and now kick us off. I don't know. I guess football is subconsciously in my mind at the new year. Anyway, a little bit about wisdom.
Well, I think it's interesting that we have come at wisdom in several of our shows. Wisdom itself is, you know, exercising or showing deep understanding, you know, sound judgment, keen discernment. We spent a whole month talking about discernment and what it was, why it was important, how to cultivate it. We also spent a month talking about harmlessness, where we talked about, you know, how to identify different types of harm and how they could be addressed, which is certainly part of that sound judgment. So wisdom is that facility that we have to be able to see below the surface, to see the patterns, to extract the patterns of what is happening, and really discern what's going on.
Right. I find that it is really the purpose of our entire show, which is really to just go a little bit deeper. I find that wisdom deals with the essence of a thing or of a subject and not with just the subject itself. You know, it is contemplative in nature, and it's a process. You know, I think of the terms we often hear, jewels of wisdom, or we hear pearls of wisdom.
Right.
And so, you know, that's alluding to a process of refinement, right? You know, if we think of a jewel, we think a jewel is the result or a pearl of pressure and heat of time. Mm-hmm. So there's a transformation at work, and it's really a transformation to the essence of the materials. You think of the heat frees it of all of its impurities. You think of a diamond, you know, all of this time and heat and pressure has come together to create this pure, pristine, glass cutting, sharp. We think of somebody as being sharp, as having great wisdom. So there's so much to the words of this idea, and pearls of wisdom, right? On School for Esoteric Studies, you know, it's a beautiful section of your website. These pearls of wisdom. So there's so much there. I find that it's a byproduct, right? It's transformative in a way.
That's right. And listeners, what Steve was referring to was that we have, I think at this point, 20 web pages of images of that we call the pearls of wisdom, images of different spiritual concepts that you might find of interest and that can also be used in meditation. But, you know, Steve, one way of thinking about this is there's a quote. I'm going to turn it around a bit, but that while knowledge is the science of matter, wisdom is the science of spirit.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a very, very rich, that wisdom deals with the essence of things, not with the things themselves, but with what is behind that, what is the real essence. That's what wisdom is all about.
Nice. And, you know, you think of the spiritual path, and everybody basically says, you know, we talk about the spiritual path. And so I just am trying to sort of unpack that word spirit, right? That wisdom is the science of spirit. We think of the spiritual path. We just think of that path in which consciousness prevails, in one in which we're paying attention, in which every turn and everything that appears in our way and on that path has got some meaning to it. You know, that there's more to it than just a bunch of dirt that allows us to put one foot in front of the other, right?
And we can relate it back more specifically to the month that we spent on discernment. You know, that wisdom is the ability to decide between truth and error, you know, to discern the carefully those distinctions, and to distinguish between and recognize the moral implications of situations. We've talked before about the moral compass. I think we'll talk a bit more about that today, too, how important your moral compass is. We get ourselves in situations where we have to make instantaneous choices. We have to act immediately. And so we draw on that well of decision-making ability that we call wisdom in order to know in capital letters what to do intuitively. It links back to our whole discussion on intuition, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it really is about this body of knowledge, and that what life has presented to us, and how have we processed that? How have we acknowledged it? And even have we created, I would say, even a reverence, right, for all that we have experienced, so that we can draw upon it with some sort of, in a very receptive way, in an honorable way. And that's where the moral compass comes in. I also find that so many of the quotes, what's so wonderful about the quotes that you bring to the table each week is that, in a sense, there's so much wisdom behind a quote, because mm-hmm. we can sit with them, we can contemplate them, we can ponder them. And even often we'll come back to the same quote. I find that there's certain quotes that I come back to a year later, and because my life has changed, because the data that I've got in my brain and just life experience, I'll read a quote differently the second time or the fifth time or the 20th time or even a book we've read that because of my life experience, it's got a deeper meaning or a different meaning. And that means there's mm-hmm. wisdom involved. I find that mm-hmm. to be a keynote to wisdom that, mm-hmm. that we can come back to it again. And it actually takes on a different hue because of our life, all that we've experienced from the last time we read it. Do you find that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I want to just emphasize again the connection to our past month, that wisdom draws on that intuitive sense. I don't know that one can be wise without drawing on intuition.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Absolutely. And I would say that there is a recognizing of truth. We use our intuition as a divining rod, sort of as a navigation, system, that intuition allows us to land on it and then say, yes, I've got a feeling that the truth, therein lies the truth. And mm-hmm. from that intuition, then we can take it further. We can go deeper into it, or just trust it, and say, yes, mm-hmm. indeed. Truth is a very important aspect of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow, beautiful. That was lovely. We're going to go to a break, and we'll come back and talk about now why would we put these two together? And we've been talking about them in very different terms. So why love wisdom? We're going to go deeper into that after these messages.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Set your intention for 2018 at Spirit Fire's annual New Year's Meditation Retreat. Find yourself at the peaceful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts this January for a weekend of meditation, amazing food, and planning. Planning to have the most exciting year ever. Visit upcoming events at spiritfire.com for more info. Happy meditating.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to our first show on love wisdom. We're going to spend the entire month of January talking about love wisdom and how are they related. So, Dorothy, both of us come from organizations that really have their roots in esotericism, and love wisdom is a very important aspect. That word aspect comes up quite a bit in esoteric studies. So love wisdom, they are hyphenated, love dash wisdom. Do you think love's before wisdom because it's alphabetical?
Well, that might be the case, but I think actually it's more the way in which they operate together. As you said, this is a fundamental concept in love wisdom, in the ageless wisdom, and love wisdom is, you know, talked about as one of the primary energies in our universe. And so we can think about the two of them together as, you know, love refers to attractive energy, and wisdom refers to what we do with that energy. So we have the energy that comes first, and then what do we do with that energy? How do we focus it? So that's one of the ways that I think about the relationship. What about you, Steve?
Well, wonderful that you put it that way, that love refers to the energy and then what do we do with it? So it's only from what we do with it and the doing of it, meaning everything, action, that we learn, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would say that it is only from various aspects of our life and our life experience coming together that we actually experience something new, that variety and diversity, things come together, they create something new, and then we do something with it. We respond to it or we integrate it. And so that is really the basis of life and the basis of evolution is that we said that right in the very first show on humanity, we talked quite a bit about change being consistent. And so change is just new things being attracted to each other, being magnetized, being pulled together, and then us working with that. And from that, we learn, and that learning over time becomes wisdom because we arrive at a certain truth of the reality of those combinations, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then the energy, the creative energy that we have, follows those thoughts, those thought forms that are what we refer to as wisdom, and that's what actually creates the shared reality that we experience.
And goodwill is an aspect of that. We did a whole month on goodwill, but we didn't really bring love wisdom into goodwill. But as you talk about activity, you know, and you talk about what we do with it, and you know, we can't help but talk about goodwill in that that's what is generated from love wisdom. That's just another word almost for that activity, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if we think of goodwill as being the attitude of cooperation and shared constructive problem solving, that it is that sense of interconnection coupled with what we can do together, what we can achieve together.
Yeah, and I had mentioned before that the move from competition to cooperation to compassion is almost like this evolution of love. And you really see that it is about group. And when we think of wisdom, we think of shared wisdom. I mean, what good is wisdom? We need to connect to that which is outside of ourselves, really. I think we could generate our own inner wisdom, but it's only in relation to the world around us. And so that move from competition where you think of you against somebody else, it's so necessary that we come together and we lose that and learn to cooperate so that we can then, from a compassionate point of view, build a better world. So love wisdom is really a force, right? It's really at once, it's what brings us together, but it's what we do with it, and it is what sort of fuels the evolutionary process, really.
Yes, absolutely. And so when we think about love wisdom, we have both the emotional element and we have the mental element, right? And if we go back, Steve, to what you were saying last month, and we were joking about at the beginning of this show, love is the energy of the heart. And wisdom is the energy of the mind, right? So we have a heart-mind together.
Right, right. And I love to think about this idea of emotions as a navigation system. You know, we were talking last month as well, which was very interesting that we talked about negative emotions and the ways that they pinch us off, and in terms of intuition, and we talked about that in terms of forgiveness. We came back to that, and we come back to it again, in that it really is about inclusivity. And if we think about the integration of emotions and mind, of heart and mind, it really is about positive emotions. We can think about when we're feeling happiness or appreciation or gratitude. You know, it moves us in the direction of that which inspired to us. We bond and we build and we cooperate, we co-create. Whereas when we think of negative emotion, we have a tendency to sort of move away from that which inspired it. We sort of detach, oh, I don't like that, or that caused pain and I should avoid this sort of situation, where we find a way around it. So our emotions are this sort of navigation system. And I find that love builds this, you know, sort of evolved reality, because it's unifying the sort of the good, the true, and the beautiful. And then energy follows thought. So as we engage wisdom, we move in the direction of that essence of truth. So it really is that combination, as you say, of both of the emotions and generating positive emotion, and then engaging our thought, energy following that thought, and really kind of focusing on and acknowledging truth as being a goal, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think also there's a perspective from which critical or analytical thinking is separative, right? It is looking at analyzing differences, you know, A versus B, breaking things down into their component parts. And if what we want at the end of the day is to advance the common good, which is that sense of interconnection and wholeness, then we have to harness that mental ability, that critical thinking, to the heart, right? We talked about heart-mind research from the Institute of Heart Math, and you know that the fact that the heart itself has its own capacity to think and plan and know, and it's when we have that that sense of the importance of others, the importance of group, of advancing what is good for all of us, not just what's good for me. That is the blending of the heart, the love energy, and the wisdom aspect of the mental energy.
And I suppose it is, as you're saying that, I'm realizing that we each have to do our part in discerning truth in the way that lands in our lives and in ourselves. You know, I appreciated that you said it's separative in a way that we are discerning and the critical mind that sort of will come to the truth. But it seems that then the truth gets thrown in the pot, right? It's as if it then comes together as this pool, you know, that brings us all together, that becomes wisdom, which we all can access. So it seems like we build upon that, which we have learned collectively, individually, that then becomes collectively. And then that leads to evolution, which is really freedom, right, if you will. Mm-hmm. It just leads to a greater freedom. There's a wonderful quote from, once again, the Alice Bailey books, which is a series of esoteric books that the Tibetan Dwakul and Alice Bailey wrote in cooperation. And this quote says, "Wisdom actuated and motivated by love and intelligently applied to world problems is much needed today." So I love that idea of wisdom being actuated and motivated by love. So these sort of forces, if you will, that we apply to a problem. We apply wisdom, but we also apply love. And you can feel the power when you put those together. Love, wisdom, this innate connection. And there's a wisdom to that connection. And from that connection, it's just this force and this pool, this refuge that we can take refuge in it, but at the same time apply it. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about being actuated and motivated by love, it is the heart energy that, warms, or the heart dynamic that warms energy, so that it be, you know, if you think about like a really viscous fluid, you know, it's very thick, it can hardly move at all, and then you warm it up and it becomes much more fluid and flexible. That to me is what the heart does for the head's or the mind's insights.
You know, and you certainly spent quite a bit of time in the Far East, and I'm told that when a Tibetan is asked a question or to ponder or contemplate, that they'll often put their hand on their heart, and it is that connection of heart-mind, of sort of connecting to a deeper wisdom, whereas when we sort of think of someone scratching their head, or we think of Rodin's The Thinker, where he's got his fist on his forehead, we sort of think of thinking as really the frontal lobes, right? Whereas when we look at wisdom, we think of heart mind. It is that I think that notion of putting one's hand on one's heart as they're thinking or pondering, that it is relying on that interconnectedness and allowing that connection of heart mind to generate love wisdom and allow us a deeper perception into a question or an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Well, Dorothy, we're at a break, and we will be right back to wrap this wonderful introduction to heart mind up after these words.
Love, wisdom.
Yes. Oh, I did it again. Love, wisdom. I'm going to do it almost, I think, Dorothy. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you. The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first, to give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Dorothy and I are going to continue our conversation on love wisdom. I'm going to get it in my mind and in my heart. Listeners, I keep saying heart, mind. You'll just know to interchange them. No, love wisdom. I think of John F. Kennedy. I can't help but think of John F. Kennedy. So if you would allow me, Dorothy, I actually brought a quote from John F. Kennedy. He gave an amazing commencement speech. One of the greatest speeches of all time. Certainly one of John F. Kennedy's greatest speeches. I'd love to read a little quote from that, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Wonderful. So he says, "So let us not be blind to our differences, but let us also direct attention to our common interests and to the means by which those differences can be resolved. And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's future. And we are all mortal." Mm-hmm. Wow. You know,
beautiful.
Yeah, he just goes right to the truth, which is at the very least, here is what we are, and says, you know, we've really got to see what connects us. You know, we've got to find our common interest and look at it. Here's the truth of it all. So I find there's love wisdom going on in that in such a beautiful way.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think that we're struggling with right now is a tension between what he's expressing there and what Love Wisdom is all about, which is that that recognition of interconnection and separative tendencies, which the ancient ageless wisdom identifies as being the great heresy. We have in the United States, or the behavior of the president of the United States is showing this in great contrast. And unfortunately, sometimes we need the contrast in order to learn. So we have allies who are very committed to working together towards common goals, to working together in an independent way, interdependent way. And then we have the President of the United States talking about America first, that everything has to work first for the United States, which is a very separatist way of approaching things, of putting personal interest or national interest above the common good. And to me, this is an interesting environment for us to look at the role of love wisdom in our strengthening our moral compass. You know, which direction are we going to go in? Are we going to go in the interest in the direction of self-interest, or are we going to embrace the energy of love wisdom and go in the direction of the common good?
And I would add to that that, you know, it feels much more like America alone or America mm-hmm. only rather than mm-hmm. America first. And, you know, America first is fine as long as we are leading the way for democracy and group mind and heart mind and love wisdom. But it does seem that there is a tendency toward separativeness within that, which, as you say, is a heresy. And it really is. I mean, it has led to every sort of division and war and ever in mankind. And interestingly enough, you know, that quote from JFK came at a time where the U.S. and Russia, you know, were really on the brink of saying, all right, this is it. Like, if we push the button here, the millions are going to die. And at least we can come together to say that none of us want that. And so I love that. What I really honor about those two words together, love wisdom, is that it is almost asking you to find the wisdom within a deeper understanding of love, which is that we are all interconnected. And it is saying, use that wisdom, use the wisdom of the truth of love, which is love is a synonym for interconnectedness.
Yeah, I would take issue a little bit with what you said, but Steve, about America first being, you know, okay if it's a leadership position, because to me it's really, it sounds like a child saying me first, you know, I'm more important than anybody else. And I thought that, I think it was actually the new French president that in the context of climate change took President Trump's emphasis on make America great and said, make the planet great, you know, make all of us great together. There's no reason why we can't it can't work out well for all of us, but it is, it's based on the spirit of compromise, which is, you know, part of what love wisdom is all about, is looking for areas where our interests coincide that we can build on in order to bridge the areas where we appear to have conflicting interests.
Oh, I agree 100%. And I think the only way it would work where America's first is if it meant in a pioneering sense, where we will be the first to build bridges. We will be the, you know, if it is just in a sense that, mm-hmm. You know, that idea of moving forward or going where no one has gone before in a way that is collaborative, cooperative, you know, all of that.
Right.
It's so far from that that you can't entertain it.
I think it's ironic that the French are, issuing million-dollar grants to U.S. scientists to attract them to come to France and develop clean technologies, because the Trump administration will not acknowledge climate change or any of those issues. It's just ironic. And I think it's the reason why I talked about contrast is because sometimes we can forget why something is important. We can forget why that love, wisdom, energy is so important until we begin to experience an environment where it is not present. In fact, it's even actively rejected. And then we suddenly, hopefully, wake up to the fact that, no, this is the life-giving energy, love, wisdom.
Amen. You know, that said, we're really toward the end of the show, Dorothy. So before I start rambling again, I just want to say that, you know, I enjoy that you brought up contrast, and you that is indeed almost what allows it, is the ground beneath, you know, the trajectory from separativeness to cooperation. And sometimes, you know, we've got to have those opposites in order to jump from one to the other, to see the difference and acknowledge that they exist. And so next week, we're going to talk about just that. Or what are the barriers? You know, what are the barriers that exist to expressing love, wisdom? And what has gotten in our way, so that hopefully all of 2018, we can break down those barriers and allow it into our lives, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Wonderful. So, Dorothy, it's been a great first show. I appreciate all of the wisdom that arose, and I look forward to the entire month. We're going to once again talk about love wisdom for the entire month of January, which has 5 weeks, so we get an extra week thrown in there. So, listeners, if you want to listen to any of our past archive shows, spiritfireradio.com will take you there, or our host, Transformation Talk Radio. Dorothy, I will see you next week, and again, all the best in this new year.
You too, Steve, and to all of our listeners.
Very good. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to purposeful living and practical spirituality. Join hosts Steve Kramer and Dorothy Riddle as they shine the light on universal spiritual principles and uncover ways that ageless wisdom can guide you in cultivating consciousness in your everyday life. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more, visit spiritfireradio.com.